Oh, dear Christian, do not live below your potential as a child of God. Let the Christ who lives in you by His Holy Spirit minister in you, that you might be filled with all the fullness of God. The promise is yours. Claim it today. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Now that beatitude so beautifully expressed by our Lord Jesus sets forth the fourth principle which will guide the believer to the abundant life in Christ. The principle is, cultivate a hunger for more. The Christian life is a life of perpetual growth. Conversion is called a birth. The saved have been born again, born of the Holy Spirit. And the new life in Christ begins in spiritual infancy but grows toward spiritual maturity. The Apostle Paul described his care of new converts to the faith as the ministry of a nurse to an infant. He encouraged believers to grow to the full manhood in Christ. No one can be a Christian in the truest sense of the word unless he is committed to spiritual growth. Observe the example of Lydia, the first Christian convert on the continent of Europe. When she heard the gospel of Christ, the Lord opened her heart and she became a Christian believer. The Bible records she attended to the things which were spoken of by Paul. She was not merely content to be a believer. She wanted to be an informed believer. She wanted to know more about Him whom she trusted. She had a hunger in her heart to know the Lord Jesus better and better. You must follow her example if you would enter the abundant life in Christ. How does one grow in grace? 1 Peter 2:2 answers, as newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the word that you may grow thereby. Now the text is full of meaning. First, it suggests that growth is possible for a Christian. Second, it suggests that growth comes through the word of God. Third, it suggests that the word of God is as essential to spiritual growth of a believer as milk is to the growth of an infant. Fourth, it suggests that the believer should have as strong a desire for the Word of God as an infant has for milk. Now, the word desire means to cry out with longing. So, yearn for spiritual growth. Apart from that desire, there is no growth. All the men and women of God who are spiritual, note, have been devoted to seeking God. Listen to the prophet Isaiah. With my soul have I desired thee in the night. Ay, with my spirit within me will I seek thee early. For when thy judgments are in the earth, the inhabitants of the world will learn righteousness. Is it any wonder we read over and again, the word of the Lord came to Isaiah the prophet saying? No, it's not surprising at all. We simply witness the fulfillment of God's promise through His prophet Jeremiah that you shall seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart. Jesus promised that everyone who asks shall receive, he who seeks shall find, and to him who knocks the door will be opened. You must devote yourself to seeking God if you would live a life of divine fullness. Now let's call testimony for the psalmist David. He responds, O my God, thou art my God. Early will I seek you. My soul thirsts for you. My flesh longs for you in a dry and thirsty land where the water is, to see your power and your glory as I've seen you in the sanctuary. Now the entire book of Psalms is filled with longings to meet God and rejoicings over those who commune with Him. Of course, not all were written by David, but many were. And seeing the yearning of his heart to meet God personally and to know Him intimately, he was called a man after God's own heart. Do you suppose David lived what we called a deeper spiritual life? If so, what is the explanation? Evidently, he enjoyed the benediction of God's personal presence. And why? He sought the Lord with his whole heart and was found of Him. Jesus wants to be wanted. He loves you intimately, personally, eternally. He withheld nothing because of His love for you, even going to the cross to die for you. If God spared not his own Son, but freely delivered him up to death for us, shall he not in Christ give us all things necessary to life and godliness? Of course he will. He loves us too much to neglect us. To every seeking heart, he will reveal himself. That's what Jesus meant when he said, "Blessed are they who hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled." He will fill you with all the fullness of God if he finds your heart open and available. Do you have a hunger and a thirst to know Jesus more perfectly? Examine your heart in the words penned by E.E. Hewitt. "More about Jesus let me learn, more of his holy will discern. Spirit of God my teacher be, showing the things of Christ to me. More about Jesus in his word, holding communion with my Lord. Hearing his voice in every line, making each faithful saying mine." Such a spirit is essential to spiritual growth. Without desire, there will be no appetite. Without appetite, there will be no reception. But what if someone does not have a spiritual appetite? How can he grow in grace? I'm suggesting cultivate a hunger for more. Now, the key word is cultivate. You can awaken spiritual hunger and thirst. Study the Bible passages which deal with the sufficiency of Christ, the potential of spiritual growth, and the promises to those who seek the Lord. Consider the state of your own heart. Are you spiritually mature? Do you enjoy daily fellowship with God? Is answered prayer a reality in your life? Do you see the fruit of your witness for Christ? If what the Bible promises does not describe what you are, the difference should create the spiritual hunger and thirst that Jesus promises will result in being filled with the fullness of God. You can cultivate the spiritual hunger and thirst which God will reward. So begin today. Do not let time go on any longer without receiving your birthright that's due you as a child of the Heavenly King. The news media carried a report which illustrates your situation as a believer with potential for spiritual inheritance. It said a certain man was a hobo. He rode the freight trains, lived in the hobo jungles of the cities. He begged and stole the food he ate. He cooked in rusty pans and drank from a tin can. He was, in the fullest sense, a tramp. But one day, the word came that a wealthy relative had died. He was heir to a sizable fortune. What do you suppose he did? He rejected the inheritance. He said he preferred life in the hobo jungle to life in a settled home and polite society. He rejected the inheritance. He could not receive it and continue to live as he was, so he rejected it. We would say that man made a foolish decision. But was his decision any more foolish than the choice of a believer in Jesus Christ, to whom is open the spiritual inheritance of a child of God, and who lives less than the potential that is his in Christ? Will you receive your inheritance purchased at the cost of the life of the Son of God? Oh, dear Christian, do not live below your potential as a child of God. Let the Christ who lives in you by His Holy Spirit minister in you that you might be filled with all the fullness of God. The promise is yours. Claim it today. Blessed Father, we stand in amazement at what you've provided for us in our blessed Savior. And we want to go on to experience all that you have provided in Him. So as we desire, and as we study, and as we seek, and as we follow, teach us for Jesus' sake. Amen.